Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Extremely local news time from Block Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey checking in. Good morning, Seamus. Let's talk first about the Winter Wonderland in Wrigleyville.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, Wrigleyville is the is one of the places to be if you're into holiday-themed bars and restaurants and you're comfortable being inside at most of these things. The Lakeview East Chamber of Commerce got 19 local businesses in the Wrigleyville neighborhood to all do holiday decorations, places to do Instagram photos with movie characters from holiday movies. They've got special drinks. They've got movies that they're showing up at the walls of some of these places. So it's they're really trying to draw people out, get them into the mood. There's been a handful of Christmas themed pop-up bars around the city and in Wrigleyville, but they're really just trying to make it into like a district full of places where you walk in and there's Christmas carols going on. And this is around Wrigley Field, which is also participating the Gallagher Way lawn outside of just on the third base side of Wrigley has got the Chris Kindle markets out there, and then just a bunch of the bars up and down Clark and around the neighborhood are participating. So they're in the holiday spirit in Wrigleyville for sure.
Yeah, it's still one of the best kept secrets in Chicago, I think, what they do there in the Wrigley Field neighborhood, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it doesn't take much to wander in and sort of get caught up in it. And yes, it's a lot of fun if you're comfortable being inside of these days.
Let's talk about one pretty amazing layover at O'Hare. Tell us about this woman.
Oh yeah, I love this story. This played out over the weekend at O'Hare, this woman. She's a writer. She lives in Baltimore. She was connecting through O'Hare, and mishap. She ended up missing her connecting flight at night. She couldn't get out until 7 a.m. the next day. And I would really probably have a hard time thinking about getting my head around 12 hours alone at O'Hare. But she really leaned into it. She spent the entire night at O'Hare. She started live tweeting it and basically just telling people, I am alone in O'Hare. There's nobody here, and it is a winter wonderland. They've got Christmas carols playing. We've all been at O'Hare, and I think we take a lot for granted the decorations and the architecture because we're there and we're trying to get out of there. I'm certainly not there, enjoying the helmet yawn lights. I'm rushing to get to a flight, but given 12 hours with nothing to do and nobody around you, Allison Robicelli really had a great time. I encourage anyone that's on Twitter just to check out her feed about it. It went viral. People stayed up with her all night trying to see what she was going to do next. She was saying she laid on the ground of the rotunda staring up at it. She rode the people movers back and forth, by herself for hours. And it was just sort of the youthful enthusiasm of an adult person with nothing to do in a place.
Yeah.
She called it, she said it was like Home Alone without the child abuse.
Yeah, more like that Tom Hanks movie, Terminal. And finally, they're still lining up at this Logan Square Bakery. What's going on there?
Great local story about just a business that a good idea and it took off. Sugar Moon Bakery. It's on Wrightwood Avenue, 3612 West Wrightwood in Logan Square. Little tiny bakery, 700 square feet. One woman by the name of Dina Simarusti opened it in early September. And there was lines out the door down the block at the beginning. People were really excited. It has not waned yet. She still has huge lines there. She sells out every day, sometimes by 11 a.m., and runs out of everything. She's really specializes in and savory breakfast pastries, but also does sweets as well. We hear the tahini chocolate chip cookies are to die for. But just, you know, really small. She's doing a lot of this on her own with a little bit of help. She's got a cot set up in the kitchen because she spends so much time there cooking for everyone. But the neighbors just have really embraced a local small business, and you know, and which apparently has wonderful pastries because people are lining up in the cold to snatch these up in the Logan Square neighborhood.
We'll have to check that out. Thank you, Seamus. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, Bob. Thank you.